This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on this live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
We have to explain where Daryl is. He's normally sitting in the first seat.
I don't even know. Where is he?
I don't know either.
Omaha.
Omaha. Doing what?
Oh, the unconvention thing, right? I've seen a few people talking about that.
I believe he is going to offer some straightforward advice to Warren Buffett on cryptocurrency.
I'm sure that Warren is just waiting at the edge of his seat, hoping to hear the wisdom of Daryl.
I think that's the case.
Yeah.
So,
I think it is interesting that Warren Buffett has offered all kinds of advice on cryptocurrency, but he has performed well below the S&P 500 over the course of the last 5 years.
Yeah, and it's hard when a market gets manipulated as much as the stock market does. I mean,
and the crypto market.
Well, yeah. No. No comparison whatsoever.
Okay.
I mean, when we go back to the last semi-honest guy was Volcker in the Federal Reserve, and then you had
Greenspan
who never saw anything that he didn't want to manipulate. He always flooded the market whenever there was a slightest sign of trouble. And that gets followed up with our latest Ben Bernanke and now Janice Yellen. And who is Yellen still in?
I don't know. I think there's supposed to be a new one coming in, but I don't know who it is.
Right. But every time we have these either hiccups or major catastrophes, those are market clearing moments. That's when markets should clear. And when you just pump free available money, more available money into those systems, they never have an opportunity to clear. So, great. Warren Buffett, you made $1 million, billions of dollars during this complete bastardization of capitalism. Way to go. That means nothing to me.
I think he said at one point that basically he made most of his money on one or two deals.
I don't doubt it.
And look, I mean, that's the way most people make most of their money out there. It's rare to, make a bunch of money on a bunch of deals. You're only right a few times, honestly. It's
sure.
Being right in the right ways. I think there's a lot of luck involved in this stuff.
Yeah, well, there should be luck, and there should be, markets should behave like a free market does.
Yeah.
But we haven't had that in the stock market since the... I mean,
is Daryl really going to like have a conversation with this guy? Is he supposed to be like a speaker there or something?
I'm sure Daryl will be speaking, and I can also be sure that he will not meet Warren Buffett.
I don't know. Wait, what's the backdrop on Warren Buffett?
He's the one of the top three
famous rich guy,
wealthiest men in the world. The Oracle of Omaha. He's been trading stocks forever, and he has made billions and billions and billions of dollars.
He also gets a little bit of extra currency for being sort of retaining some middle class roots. He's not going to give his children a whole bunch of money. He's going to limit it to $10 million.
Oh.
And he lives in apparently the same house he and his wife got many years ago.
Like in the 60s or 70s, they still live in the same place.
But you can do lots of things to a house in order to make it bigger or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what this house, I don't know the history of this house by any stretch of the imagination, but if you bought a 2-1 on 5 acres and then you built it out into a...
Yeah, I'm sure the remodels were pricey.
7-10, right?
Right.
So, yeah. Well, boy, he's a real saint, that fella. So... Anyway, that wasn't what our show prep was.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. Not even close.
So what was it?
Okay, so I guess we're going to start off with my story, because you guys know how much I love football. Go Tom Brady.
You do.
This
is another topic you love, too.
Tom Brady is a beautiful man. And
yes.
Darn good at his profession, and not the least bit lucky.
Nah. Yeah, no, totally not. Okay. So anyway, so this is a story from CNN. Is it fake news? Is it real news? I don't know what we're going to read it.
Well, it's a story.
It's NFL players who don't stand during the national anthem Trump said maybe shouldn't be in the country. And apparently the NFL has responded by actually requiring them to stand now.
If they're out on the field. So that you can choose not to go. An NFL player or helper of some sort out there may choose to stay in the locker room if they wish.
So anyway, we'll jump right into this story. It says President Donald Trump praised NFL team owners for doing the right thing in requiring NFL players to stand during the national anthem this season and suggested those who don't stand maybe shouldn't be in the country. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem, and the NFL owners did the right thing if that's what they've done, Trump said in an interview with Fox News that aired Thursday morning. Trump, who had been speaking at a roundtable on immigration when the policy was announced Wednesday, was informed of the new rule by Fox and Friends co-host Brian Kilmeade. You have to stand proudly or you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country, he said.
Oh, that's great. Really?
I don't. Okay, so first off.
I'm separating the private organization and the NFL players. I support them completely. If that's the rule they want to change, fine, it's a private organization.
Yep.
But for the president to say that anyone who doesn't stand for the national anthem, you ought to just move to Somalia.
Well, we got to go back a little bit further than that. Somewhere in the mid to late 2000s, United States federal government through the military gave a bunch of money to the NFL, and they changed the order of operations.
Oh, I heard that before.
Right. So it used to be everybody, play the national anthem, and then I presume everybody stands up except the Jehovah's Witnesses, at which point everybody throws hot dogs at them or whatever goes on, right? And then the players rush out on the field, and we play some football. Mm-hmm. Then they changed the order of operations, and we have the players all stand in line like military people.
Right.
So that we can say that not only can you be the few, the proud, the Marines, but the few, the proud, the NFL players, too. And then all of this stuff, came down. So in that way, I get that the players, in many cases, I didn't sign up for this stuff. You know, this is a new aspect to my job. Nobody's signing me an additional check for doing this particular activity.
Right.
A lot of people would say, you don't need an extra check. This is your duty as an American.
Is it in your contract?
Yeah.
Well, forget.
No, apparently it is now.
Well,
if they're requiring them to do it.
If they change their contract.
It is now. If you get hired on, I can see totally the point.
Right.
However, you've been there the whole time, you're kind of like, eh. Because, I don't know. That's probably not something that they're thinking generally. They're just thinking whether or not it's a good idea. But to me, the United States government and all governments are monopoly service organizations. They have they choose to give certain services, and they exclude other organizations from being monopoly funded for those services.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, you can get school from the government, but you don't have to, but you're going to have to pay for it. Whereas when it comes to the military, you cannot start your own private military. So there's different aspects of monopoly that comes to it all. Well, besides you, Chris, who may start your own armory.
We won't even go there.
So nonetheless, nobody stands at attention when Walmart runs its flag up the pole. It's a service organization.
I mean, you can technically start your own private security firm.
You could,
stuff like
sure.
that, and you can get like apply and get weapons, and you could technically, you're still free to create your own little armed group of people.
Try going to fight in a conflict that the United States government doesn't entirely agree with you being on their
right.
side, and you'll find out what a military
looks like. Picking and choose your battles.
Indeed, I'm just saying that this is the monopoly status they claim for themselves, and it's not the monopoly aspect that I'm addressing at this point. It's a service organization, and people get really excited about this particular service organization.
Meaning the military?
Not just the military, but the government generally. Like,
I think most people, as someone who was raised in a military family, I think I completely separate government as an executive.
Yep.
Branch from the military itself, because I think a lot of people that join the military, they're not the ones necessarily. like there's a tiny chain of command up at the top that are calling all the shots. The rest just kind of, you know, trickle down the thing. And the rest, most people join with good intentions and they assume that their orders are going to be coming from a good place.
Yeah,
right. I think you know what I mean? So I think I can compartmentalize and separate government from the actual military as a whole.
Yeah, I don't think the military did this other than to advertise on the in the NFL.
Right.
This is essentially sort of the public zeitgeist that surrounds the Pledge of Allegiance and the national anthem and standing the proper amount of respect and those sorts of things. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Let me hear your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right?
What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You are free to call in, discuss. Well, at this point, we've discussed both Warren Buffett, his opinions on cryptocurrencies, and flags and football. It seems to be a topic that it's an evergreen, perennial here for the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal.
No doubt about it. And, as a matter of fact, Heather would love to discuss Mr. Brady, the quarterback, with you.
Oh, God, Brady is absolutely my favorite.
But is it just because he's gorgeous?
No, it has nothing to do with that. Honestly, it's about... This is my honest answer. No, listen, this is my honest answer. What I like, because I've watched football since I was a kid, what I like about him is that after every game, even if they win by a landslide, he's so incredibly humble in his speeches afterwards, and he's always saying nice things about the other team, pointing out the other team's strengths. Whereas you see some of these interviews with some of these football players, and they're just the most arrogant, like, full of themselves people. This is why they lose. And yet Tom Brady is so humble. And I love that quality about him. I think that's a good quality in a person. Like, if he were, like, you know, some Michael Vick type, like, dogfighting and doing awful, god-awful things, like, I would not support the team at all. Like, what Aaron Hernandez did, for example, is disgusting.
What did Aaron Hernandez do?
He murdered Odin Lloyd, went to jail, and then hung himself.
Okay. A lot of them have
been.
But
the other thing was, too, is Robert Kraft, right? After Aaron Hernandez was charged with it. Robert Kraft is the owner of the New England Patriots.
Right, there you go.
Robert Kraft allowed every Patriots fan that had an Aaron Hernandez jersey to go and return it and pick another player without cost. So I just thought, like, just the entire, like, the way
was
they...
Was it a full jersey or slightly deflated?
That's a full jersey.
Thank you.
They didn't deflate.
I can't believe
football.
You beat me to the deflation joke. I've had them in my head for five minutes.
You don't know how many deflation jokes I've got going on in my life.
Yeah, okay.
I got medical issues.
Oh, boy.
You know, ESPN is the only Facebook page I've ever been banned from. That's the only reason I picked CNN, because there's another article from ESPN, and I was like, I'm not reading it. I'm not reading
that's
it on the air.
I'm that's
not
a tweet there. that's a great one.
Yeah, I know, right? So anyway.
Real quick, before you go on, I want to tell folks, when you do your online shopping, please do it through shop.freetalklive.com. There we have major retailers like Walmart and, you know, tiny little retailers where, as a matter of fact, Amazon and other countries, not the U.S., God knows we've been banned. But, do your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. We get a little spiff, and it helps us to decentralize the whence our funds come. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Okay, so jumping back into this article, it says NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, the snake, announced the new policy Wednesday.
Why don't I like Roger Goodell? I'm not sure.
Roger Goodell? Because he's basically like the government of the NFL, okay? So he's like the evil guy that tries to trump like all the players' personal rights, like when he tried to, you know, get Tom Brady's cell phone and like all this other stuff.
What was he going
to
do with Tom Brady's cell phone?
Because they wanted evidence. Right. I don't know. They thought they were going to find some evidence that the greatest quarterback in the NFL had to let a little air out of footballs in order to win a game, because that's his secret.
Well, I don't know what his secret was.
Anyway, Roger Goodell announced the new policy Wednesday that requires players and personnel to stand for the national anthem or face fines, though each team may develop its own work rules regarding those who do not comply with the policy. The new policy does give players the option to remain in the locker room during the playing of the anthem if they do not wish to comply.
What kind of work rule could a team develop that says something besides you can stay in the locker room while we play the anthem, but you must stand?
It doesn't.
Well, I think it means that, like, if they go out to the field and they don't do it, that the teams have to decide punishment?
Oh, yeah, the teams are going to get punished themselves.
Right. So it's the punitive side. That's all it sounds like.
Maybe,
it could be.
Maybe the teams could decide whether or not they have to put their hands up for a salute or put their hands over their hearts or just stand there with their arms at their side. When I was growing up, you just stood for the national anthem. I mean, maybe you took your hat off, but you didn't put your hand over your heart.
Really? That was me all the time I was growing up, and the hat was always there too. It may be a regional thing.
But now I looked it up because I thought, well, this is just crazy. I think it was 2008 with Ron Paul was standing Right. Whereas the rest of the politicians had their hands to their heart, and it was kind of kerfuffle. And there is, it is now UTC or whatever, whatever their codes are, UFC, I don't know. But it is federal code that one put one's hand over one's heart. And I
think
that.
That
this is an evolution of sort of patriotism. Mm-hmm. If I was to stand on one leg to, you know, honor the injured veterans, maybe everybody would start doing that too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. Well, you kind of bring up a point, too, though, about, like, the reasons they're taking a knee. Like, do you guys feel like that's the most appropriate way to draw attention to an issue, though?
No, I thought, like, it was, first of all, I thought it was respectful.
Taking a knee was respectful?
Yes, compared to other options they would have had.
Like
you,
what?
You could have stood there and not done anything, which is what most of the players already did, or you could have sat on a bench. And to me, sitting on a bench
is what he did originally.
Right. That would seem to me to be less respectful. Taking a knee is almost reverent to me. And I understand what he was trying to get out there. And
that's Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
One thing's for sure. Colin took it on the chin here. He's still a free agent and unsigned at this point. And he's a great quarterback. I mean, nothing super-duper special. He's not Joe Money or anything like that. But he's a good quarterback. If he made it to the NFL and he played as a quarterback, he's a great quarterback.
Yeah.
But, I mean, ultimately, it seems like his every time he was trying to speak, he was drowned out by the military, and his protest was never about the military.
Right. So it just kind of backfired.
The question is, should you be talking about your issues on company time, as it were?
Yeah.
And for the 49ers, I don't think that's entirely inappropriate. I mean, it is San Francisco's team.
Well, the other thing is like communication, right? Like if the national anthem does mean so much to people, and you kind of like take a bold move and do something that you kind of know is going to offend some people, you're kind of alienating yourself from an audience of people that you should want to listen to you. But
in
now,
many cases, that's true. Yeah.
But now they're just going to like be so angry and fired up that nothing you say is going to resonate with them. So whatever reason you were taking a knee in the first place, you're going to have a really hard time communicating that with all these people because you basically just like spit in their face.
Well, I think that's true.
In their mind.
But the sad part is that what you're saying is that humans are irrational, emotional beasts.
Yes.
That when
you're
confronted,
preaching to the choir.
When confronted with a situation, cannot employ logic and to just discuss with somebody what their problem is. So Colin Kaepernick had his complaints surrounding police violence against blacks, and look, I'm not entirely clear that I agree with every point that Black Lives Matter has made, but, from that, I wouldn't want to cost this guy his job over it, and that's exactly what happened.
Right.
And I feel like that's because of the cacophony of, you're disrespecting the military, but I'm not talking about the military.
Exactly.
I mean, did he ever release a statement trying to clarify that?
Oh, yeah, he was on all kinds of news stories.
Anybody who bothered to actually listen to what it was about, that was fine, but people immediately jumped to conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
And they associate football games, now that we've paid them a lot of money, with military. And anything you do that's anti-American must be anti-military in their eyes.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you for your service, Mark.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. That is the highest rank you reached.
Me?
Yeah.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Looks like we're talking about football players standing for the national anthem and how the NFL is going to be dealing with that here in the future. So your calls are certainly welcome. I want to tell you about another way to shop and benefit Free Talk Live. You go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. And you can get up to 25% off of your Amazon purchases. But you got to use Bitcoin. If you use Bitcoin, you'll get a giant savings. We did this at my house. We've saved hundreds. It's saveatpurse.com. And if you shop at Amazon, it's a great way to do it. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to the phones. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, calling in on the regular phone lines. Gene, you're live. Oh, boy.
Well, I figured you didn't know how to use that Discord thingy yet, so I better call the regular line.
That's stinging. That's a stinging rebuke, Gene.
Hey, a 66-year-old man can use it, but, you know, what am I? What can I say?
I think I've been told how to use it, maybe.
You like, think?
I might stumble my way through it.
Daryl had some trouble with it, too, at first, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I decided to chime in on this patriotism because, you know, I'm such a patriotic guy.
You are.
I, Yeah, actually, I'm 100% patriotic towards liberty. I'm not patriotic towards the U.S. of A. at all, because I don't think they believe in liberty anymore.
I love all the things that I'm told that the flag stands for, you know?
Yeah.
Loyalty, bravery, liberty, you know, all these things, these the stuff that I swore an oath to in the Cub Scouts. Promise to do my best, to do my duty, to God and my country. It's the truth.
Right. And the anthem has been such an important part of the United States since its inception, right?
No.
I mean, it's always been the national...
1812.
Well, no. Uh-huh.
The War of 1812 is when it was written.
Well, the Star-Spangled Banner was not designated by the president as a national anthem until 1916 and not by Congress until 1931. Yeah.
And, by the way, it is a an intellectual property breach. It is a British drinking song, and it has been retrofitted to these lyrics written by Francis Scott Key during the War of 1812. Francis Scott Key was a very big advocate of slavery, mm-hmm. and in the third verse, he mentions what we should do with slaves that have attempted to escape, which is to execute them, which I can see why maybe some black football players wouldn't want to stand for that particular song, just...
Yeah, wait till they learn. It's true. Mm-hmm. Wait till the black people learn about that third verse, because I've actually tweeted about it a couple times, and people do need to learn the history of that third verse. But here's the thing: NFL is trying to, shut this thing down. Okay, they pissed off some old white guys like me.
Right.
I'm not pissed off, but other old white guys in my category. Got pissed off and said, oh, I'm not going to the games anymore, blah, blah, blah. Okay, they lost 10% or whatever. I don't know what the numbers were. But now they're saying, oh, to heck with you black people and your concerns about police brutality. Now we're going to go the other way on it. Now let's see what happens when 50% of the ticket sales drop because black people stop showing up at the NFL games. Now see who's going
to
be.
I don't think that's what they're saying, though. I don't think it has anything to do. Like, no. See, that's bull, because, like, if there's so many black people in the NFL, like, they're not, obviously, they're not freaking racist. Like, they're paying them $40 million+ contracts. I mean, it's not racism here.
Who said anything about racism? Nobody said anything about racism. No, you're missing the whole point.
The whole point was Colin Kaepernick knee because he felt black people were oppressed.
No, the issue is police brutality, not black people are oppressed. And what the NFL is saying is you got to shut up about police brutality. Now they're going to get piss off the black audience, the black ticket buyers. Now find out what happens when they don't have as many ticket sales. They thought 10% down was bad because some old white guys didn't buy tickets. Wait till their ticket sales drop 50%.
I don't know if it'll go that far, nonetheless, this is likely what they're thinking about most of the time. Is this, they're like, what can we do that is going to prevent further problems? That's what I would be thinking of as a business. I'd be like, I just don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, I think a lot of this decision is in response to the loss of tickets, that they're going to make it, like, this whole policy is to prevent people from watching the games. Because I have a lot of family that watches football that were pissed off at the kneeling aspect of it, that were saying they were not going to, participate,
you know,
and that they were going to boycott the NFL because it offended them that people were taking a knee to this.
They don't need to look at the kneeling. They can take the cameras and point them away. Don't show the kneeling. Just let the people kneel and do their protests and just shut up about it. But now they got to escalate it. It's like the police. It's like
but they did that the first go around. The NFL did that a couple of years ago, and the shutting up didn't work. People didn't shut up. It was the biggest news story, and everybody had their fuss about it.
Don't you think, like, because this?
I don't think there's a solution here, Gene.
Well, they're not being forced to stand. Part of the policy is that they could also stay in the locker room. So it does seem like there's a compromise. So they're not being forced to do something that they want to do. They're given an option, like, hey, you know what? If you don't want to do it, don't come out.
I think that's the absolute best circumstance here.
I think it's a little bit of a compromise.
You're right. That's a great compromise. They're not being forced to do it. But the black people, you ever heard of them? You know, those other people that live here? They're going
to
look at it.
I'm waiting for what you're going to have to say. Yep.
Yeah.
Vince Wilfork is my homeboy.
Hey,
okay.
Hello. You listening? They're going to look at it as a slap in the face. You wait and see. They're going to do it and slap in the face.
Standing out there with your teammates will be seen as the front of the bus. That's how it's going to be perceived by some.
Just realize it's blowback. It's going to be blowback. Ron Paul talked about blowback. You guys, you know, people don't want to learn about it.
No, I think 90% of people that watch football watch it because they want to see football. They don't really, they're not watching because of the military. They're not watching because of police brutality. They're watching a football game and they're drinking and eating food.
So you know what? I love to go to football. I love to go to football. But you know what? I hate this patriotism at the beginning of the game. Usually at the beginning of the game, I try to go to the bathroom or go out and buy a hot dog or something so I don't have to.
It's almost like staying in the locker room.
But I think you're looking at it through like negative lenses because at the same time,
patriotism is also a religion. It's a religion that I have to participate in order to live in this country. Oh, well. Then, hold on. Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it.
If you just sit there, you're liable to face violence.
Right.
You know, if you just say, I'm not standing, and somebody, like, hey, you, stand up.
Somebody with 20 beers in them.
Right, right. Or at least
by
a couple.
Right. By the,
I mean, how many t-shirts have you, if you can't stand for this flag, let me help your bags, or whatever.
Okay, but see, whining about the reaction of you sitting down, like, if people do that, that's not necessarily going to help their cause. So if you're a smart individual and you're like, when I take a knee, all these people are upset. Why is that? Then maybe if you start thinking from their perspective, you'll have better, You'll be able to come up with better ways to communicate your concerns to the masses instead of doing so in a way that's going to offend people.
Nobody paying attention to something that was very real that was going on in the country. He was doing it because black men were getting beaten up by cops more so than any other.
That's his claim,
group.
Right?
That was his claim.
Yep. I think there's some supporting evidence, and then there's other evidence to the contrary. But whatever.
Yeah. But he could not get anybody to listen. Nobody was listening. But he did that one act, and...
Right. And the other thing is, Heather, like, there's a lot of... So, for instance, when it came to women being able to show their ankles at the swimming hole...
Right.
Somebody finally had to offend somebody else. Like, somebody who's with deeply held beliefs surrounding women's ankles had to be offended in order for young ladies to be able to show their ankles, then their knees, then their mid-thighs. And for God's sakes, now they're just running around in their tiny little drawers, right?
And I support that, by the way.
I do, too. I'm a strong advocate. But there are people that are deeply offended, and sometimes offense is just inevitable. I'm not saying it's, you know, I tend to agree with you, Heather. Mm-hmm. I just, gosh, this is, it's a difficult subject. And your thoughts, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must-read. Today, you you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Talking about the national anthem and football here. And I guess I'm not as offended as some by the compromise that the NFL came up with. I think that it's being portrayed more tyrannically than the reality of it is. If I were to have, you know, if I was God King of the NFL, and God knows they don't care what I think, but I would have probably just said, let's do what we did back in, you know, the early aughts and just keep the players in the locker room until after the national anthem's played. That way, no problem. Just go back to whatever was done previously. But that's not what they wanted to do, so they want to bring the players out and play the national anthem. But you don't have to go if you don't want to go. And, well, that does make it voluntary and fits my paradigm as far as I'm concerned. Check out Bitcoin.com. There at Bitcoin.com, you can, if you're new, you can find out how to get a wallet, how to acquire Bitcoin, how to acquire other cryptocurrencies, whatever floats your boat, they've got it right there. You can actually even mine Bitcoins by going to pool.bitcoin.com. You can get there from the front page, too. So Bitcoin.com has everything there. But news headlines. I think it's, you know, there's been some big news headlines coming out of cryptocurrency over the last couple of days.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, if you stay abreast of these things, maybe you can beat that curve. Maybe you can beat Warren Buffett's percentage. It's Bitcoin.com. So, I have we exhausted the story, Heather?
Not really. Actually, there's a couple other things
okay.
in here. Looks like it starts going back into Colin Kaepernick here. Where it says the San Francisco 49ers quarterback at the time drew national attention for refusing to stand during the Star Spangled Banner, saying he would not honor a song nor, in quotes, show pride to a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. It led Trump to suggest during a rally last September that owners should fire their players for taking a knee during the anthem, inserting himself into a national controversy over race and the right to protest.
So I think that one thing that this does is it stifles protest generally.
Right.
I think people should be allowed to have opinions. Granted, if you're a performer, which ultimately is all these people are, you've got to do the performance.
Sure.
But at the same time, when you start telling employees that they've got to act a feel a certain way, basically,
right?
At the very least, shut up about their feelings. That creates an America that's entirely different than what the founders at least pretended like they wanted.
Right. I'd agree with that. And it's one of those things. There were no rules. And when this occurred, you know, there was no policy. There
yep.
was
mm-hmm.
no rule book. There was no way to say this is right and this is wrong. So it was kind of right out there. I think for the president of the United States to come out and say that people should be removed against their will for protesting, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, Donald Trump should have kept his mouth shut about football.
Yeah.
But he's an entertainment guy.
I think Obama kind of like, do you remember when?
No.
I can't remember. The George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin thing
yep.
was all about. And
yep.
before
right.
the trial or anything like that had even... like, happened.
Yep.
Obama had released a statement saying that could have been my son,
yeah,
basically giving the illusion that George Zimmerman was guilty before he'd even had due process.
Sure.
So, where was the outrage then where, you know, Trump's kind of just making
it... Oh, there was plenty of outrage.
Yeah.
Not about his statement, though,
oh, yeah,
and
was.
How it influenced...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
no,
how can a president shouldn't be making a comment on an open investigation?
Right. But,
kind of alluding to...
Believe me, I have so many friends on the right. they would not let anything slide on... yeah, exactly. They would not let Obama slide on anything, no matter how trivial.
Yeah.
I think
Obama took the slings and arrows for that statement about Trayvon Martin enough. I mean, you know, Trump's expected to say...
This is just... Football.
Things that he does. Well, you know, I mean, Trump should keep his opinions shut on football. He shouldn't even come out in support of a particular team. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Well, you know you can comment that on his Twitter now, and he has to listen.
Yeah, he's got to listen now. I'm going to tell him how much I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are better than whatever his team is.
Don't even bother looking up. Just say better than whoever your team is.
I do think exactly. It's ironic, though, that Trump is a TB fan. You know.
A what fan?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Look, as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, I kind of like Brady. I think that he's, you know, stalwart and just, and he tries very hard, and I like a lot about what he does.
He's also a good family man, too.
I got to really say I'm sorry.
He does super cool stuff with his kids.
Because I recently started supporting him more because of the whole kiss on the lips thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's nothing. Yeah, I kissed my daughter on the lips.
Oh, I kissed my son on the lips. As a matter of fact, a kiss from my son is insufficient to me if it's just on the cheek or something.
If you're the type of person that can't kiss your own child without sexualizing it, you're the freaking creep.
Well, I don't think that anybody... The people that are kissing their children on the lips are not sexualizing it.
Exactly, because they're
people. It's the people that... But I guess different families do different things. We had this conversation here on the air on Free Talk Live, and I think the vast majority of people believe, A, we stay out of other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I do not mind saying that in my family, my father kissed me on the lips, I kissed my son on the lips, and these things don't bother me. I
yeah,
like that.
That's just, that's family.
How about you, Chris? How was it in your family?
Did you get love and affection?
Yeah, I got all the love and affection I wanted. But I think we were more kiss on the cheek. But
a lot of families are like that.
Yeah, it just was never really a thing.
I think that some people were just, you know, the internet, people
the
have gotten
cultural
more,
thing.
They've gotten more insular over time because now kids are not supposed to go out and play.
Right.
You don't go over to people's houses as much.
Ooh.
As a lot of times, even young kids, when I was in high school at 16 years old, I'm going out to midnight.
Right.
I don't think that happens quite as much as it used to. And I think people were just utterly shocked that other families do other things.
Right. Right, right, right.
And then some people just hate Tom Brady.
Right.
Yeah, and by the way, that's exactly what it came down to.
TB, that's tuberculosis from, like, my generation.
Yeah, what does TB stand for otherwise?
Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady.
Yeah. Like, they need to come up with something else other than
your generation.
TB12.
Get with the program,
like a hacking,
Chris.
Wet cough.
Send him to the sanitarium.
Well, you know, I guess this is been wrapping it up. It's, you know, the NFL's business, what they're going to do. And, you know, I think I think that the compromise is probably as good as they could have made it. I think football should be far bigger than this controversy, mm-hmm. and that people should be able to enjoy the game. However, I think that, you know, the ultra patriots out there need to understand that what you've done is you've limited the market to some extent to people who are willing to play around. One of the things that I dislike about these, you know, games is having to go and then make a decision as to whether or not I'm going to stand for a country that has bombed hospitals, wedding parties, aspirin factories in foreign countries around the world. And that stings for me. I was as patriotic as they were, you know? Go ahead, Heather.
No, I mean, I think that, you know, there's a lot of, especially when it comes to politics and wars and what goes on overseas and stuff like that, there's a lot of, you know, he said, she said, and there's a lot of, you know, you have one building, right? Bomb hits it. There's a bunch of, you get four different media outlets reporting someone else did it. I mean, we saw this with the chemical weapons attacks. Oh, it was this person. Oh, it was this person. Oh, it was this person.
Let's talk about a hospital.
And you know what? The only people that are really going to know what actually went down are the people that were there. And, you know, as far as like, are there corrupt, like, you know, units in the military, sure. There's, you know, people that do some bad things.
I'm not talking about the military units being corrupt. If you drop bombs, if you drop 100 bombs, one of those bombs is going to hit something it shouldn't have hit.
Right. And I'm going to talk
statistics.
That's
right.
Like saying, like, if, again, but if there's people in this world that are, like, cancerous and then, like slaughtering men, women, and children, and innocent people, and you take those same people out, then you're not really doing a disservice.
No.
You're just stopping a cancer
Let's talk about the Kunduz hospital strike, because that's the one I always think of when I think of bombed hospitals. That's where the U.S. accidentally, at least at first, they said bombed the, it was a UN hospital or Red Cross hospital.
I thought it was Duck Headquarters. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And it was called into the U.S. military immediately. You are bombing us. You are bombing us. And
but how do you stop, like, you know, one 40, call here, and then, you know, like, oh, I got to find the people, the artillery guys. It's impossible. Calling in, you know, if this house was getting shelled right now, and I call the 911 Keene Police Department, that is not going to get
anywhere. It's going to take a while to get through.
Yeah.
But when they did have contacts within the military, within the intelligence services, and they immediately did it, it just continued and continued. Now, that's not to say that something didn't get screwed up in the chain of command and things weren't called off, but to say that all these things are worth it because
someone needs to be held accountable.
Well, that's the case.
But then
nobody
to write off, like, this nation's military altogether.
Right, but then hold people accountable. Just don't talk about holding people accountable, because in this case, they didn't.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-4. That's 855-450-3733.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.